the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
Anything to eat around here.
Hey, how about some help unloading the supply train?
Hmm? Got any cookies?
That's like asking Garcia if he's got any messages.
Tomatoes?
That's for grown-ups.
Good stuff's always at the bottom.
Not always. Look what I got. Check your trading stamps.
Oops. There must be 2 pages worth here.
What are you doing there?
Oh, we're saving them.
So are we. We've been saving them ever since we were little kids.
Listen, we only got about 40 books to go to get a rowboat.
Well, we're getting something sensible. A sewing machine.
Sewing machine? Ha! That's for girls!
Well, what do you think we are?
All right, everybody, hold it. I've been afraid of this, but as long as the moment has come... Who gets custody of these?
My feet hurt. Listen, the next time I take you two to a department store on bargain day, would you remind me of something?
What, Mommy?
Not to. Oh, the peace and quiet of home.
That doesn't sound very quiet and not very peace.
The word is peaceful. You two go on upstairs. Hurry up.
Go ahead. Give one logical, intelligent reason why you should have all those stamps.
Well, because they come from groceries, and taking care of groceries is a woman's job.
Yeah, well, eating them is a man's job.
I think maybe I should have kept my big drawer shut.
Greg, have you boys been saving up for something, too?
A silly old rowboat.
Well, now, Marcia, I don't think a rowboat is silly.
You're darn right. It's not like a dumb old sewing machine.
A sewing machine is certainly not anything that can be called dumb.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Excuse me, I gotta see a dog about a bath.
But, Mom, we've always been getting...
Dad, you know how long we've been saving?
There's a simple answer to this that'll make everybody happy. Split them up.
Of course.
Okay, but I'll do it.
Oh, no, you won't. I will.
Kids.
Okay, we'll both do it.
Come on, for goodness sake, smile. The problem's solved.
Oh, see? One big happy family.
Now, where to put that brush? Hey, come back here. Hey, you're getting the floor all wet.
What's the matter with you, Tiger? You usually enjoy a bath. And believe me, this is gonna be a good one.
Hey, who took those 2 big batches of stamps I had here?
Not me.
Well, did you see them, Bobby? What's the matter?
I got a spit.
Boring.
Now to make pictures, see a horse. Hey, I can't find those stamps. They were just here.
Okay. Who took them?
Who took what?
A whole bunch of our stamps just disappeared.
That's very interesting. A bunch of our stamps are missing.
You putting me on?
Did you see them, Jim?
Oh, pulling that one, huh? Trying to make it look like we did what you did.
Well, if you want to know what I think you did what you just said we did.
Boys are tricky.
Okay, I think we've had about enough of this. It's one thing to be selfish about these stamps, but to start accusing each other of swiping them is something
else. But, Dad, they were right out there on the patio.
Well, maybe the wind blew them away.
It wasn't windy.
And there's no breeze in here. Someone must have taken them.
Right, they didn't just walk away.
You want to bet?
Hey, that's right. He was out on the patio.
He was in here, too.
Hey, those are my stamps.
They are not.
Yes, they are.
Oh, what are we going to do about the kids, honey? The way they were grabbing those stamps from each other.
Well, Mike, didn't you ever want trading stamps when you were a boy?
When I was a boy, I didn't know what trading stamps were. Money either, for that matter.
Well, I must admit, it does bother me that they're taking sides, like enemy camps.
Look at them. Underneath those friendly smiles lurk the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Why? Yes.
Mike, yes, what?
I think I have an idea, but...
But what?
Well, sorry, before it's official, I have to get some approval. All right, we'll start with the girls first. You couldn't care less about a rowboat, right?
Who wants a rowboat? Yuck. Yeah, yuck.
Well, I'm sure the boys feel the same way about a sewing machine, right?
Right.
A sewing machine's not good for nothing.
Anything.
It is so good for something. What? Sewing. That's nothing. Now, it's nothing as a rowboat.
Thank you very much. You have just proved my point. Now, wouldn't it be nicer if we started treating each other as one family instead of we, they, you, or us?
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now let's all pitch in and put all of our books together and get one gift for the benefit of the entire family.
Hey, we can get something right away. We've already got 40 books.
And we've got 54.
That makes 78 books. No, it doesn't. It makes... 87.
It's 94. And why don't you both keep quiet and let Mom talk?
Thank you, Peter. Well, now that we're all in agreement, here are the catalogs. One for you and one for you.
Hey, great. We can pick out the best thing for all of us.
We can get something wonderful for 94 books.
Honey, it's a great idea.
Well, the important thing is they're picking it out together.
Well, at least they're on the same side for a change.
Yes?
Mom!
Well, has the jury reached a decision?
Yeah.
Finally.
You know, I'll bet you we went through this catalog 5 times.
Every time they wanted something, we wanted something else.
Until we finally agreed on one thing.
Well, that's great.
Right. What do you agree on?
To let Mom choose it.
Oh.
Is that okay, Dad?
Oh, sure.
What do you mean, Mom?
Good. Now we don't have to argue anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Well, now you've solved their problem. All you have to do is worry about solving your problem.
What do you mean, your problem? Listen, you heard the minister say, for better or for worse, it's our problem. Mike, I found it. The ideal thing for everyone.
Great. What is it?
A grandfather clock.
What?
A grandfather clock.
Yeah, I heard you. I just don't believe it.
Well, it's perfect.
I can just imagine telling the boys we're getting a grandfather clock.
Well, we can put it in the hall and then everyone can see it.
Boys don't look at clocks. They say, Dad, what time is it? Well, this isn't going to be easy. There are... Hey, here's the perfect thing. Perfect for everybody, boys and girls.
What is it?
A pool table.
A what? For girls?
Listen, when I was in college, I went out with a girl who was a very good pool player.
I am not interested in the lurid women of your past. Besides, I don't know how to play pool, and neither do the girls.
Well, no sense of staying up half the night.
You're right. Let's get some sleep.
Night, honey.
Good night, dear. After all, what difference can a day make? Good morning, Alice.
Might even say a beautiful morning.
Morning. There's something there you ought to see.
From your tone, some kind of bad news, right?
Right.
Don't want to hear it. I'm in too good a mood.
We decided to take our time about those premiums for the trading stamps.
Yeah, and if we take long enough, they may each have 94 books, right?
Wrong.
Uh-oh. Wrong it is.
Mike, what is it? Oh, no. Well, this family better make up its mind and quick, or they'll be out of premiums.
Well, we better break the bad news to the kids.
And the company advised redeeming their stamps as quickly as possible, with the last day of the month the definite deadline. To repeat, a trading stamp corporation announced late yesterday redeeming their stamps as quickly as possible. The last day of the month.
I have the feeling the news has already been broken.
You guys, we gotta pick out something before that checker stamp place runs out of merchandise.
Girls, that's what's making it rough. It's easy to figure out what boys want.
Maybe that's because we're boys.
Now look, you guys, whether we like it or not, Mom and Dad said we had to pick out something we all want, and that includes the girls.
Hey, how about a diving board?
We don't even have a swimming pool, dummy.
I know. That's what makes it just as good for the girls as it is for us.
Forget it.
Hey, how about a set of electric trains? You know, with switches and tracks that crisscross?
For girls?
We can put curtains on the windows. Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Boy, Santa Claus sure must have it rough when he's got to go to a girl's house.
How about a nice big hair dryer?
Cindy, boys don't use hair dryers.
They should. Boys have longer hair than girls these days.
Hey, wait a minute. How about...
What?
No, forget it.
Anything?
Not yet. I sure wish they'd hurry up and agree on something.
Well, they better, or they're going to be redoing their rooms with checkered stamp wallpaper.
Excuse me, folks. I thought you'd like to know. I just saw the boys going to the girls' room.
Well, let's hope they arrive at a settlement.
Well, at least they're having a meaningful dialogue. Hey, sounds like the platoon leaders are coming. Good luck.
I think so.
Me too.
Mom, Dad, we've got the answer.
I got it.
All right, he got it. But I agreed to it.
Well, come on, tell us, what is it?
We decided on the rowboat or the sewing machine.
That we know, but which one?
Either one.
Either? Well, you know it's got to be one or the other.
Well, that's where the contest comes in.
Contest?
Boys against the girls. Winner take all.
Well, don't you realize that that's going to leave somebody out in the cold?
We know that.
Sure.
Well, as long as both sides are willing to take the risk, I guess it's okay.
Now, the only problem we've got is what kind of contest?
That's fair to both of us.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard, should it?
I have it. Ping pong.
No, that wouldn't be fair to the girls. Peter's a champ.
How about a swimming contest?
Real fair, huh? After you won the 100-meter freestyle last year.
Oh, that's right. I did, didn't I?
Excuse me, I have some dusting to do.
At this time of night?
Well, you won't be having this conversation tomorrow morning.
Here's one. A relay race.
Oh, sure. Why don't you just offer to run against Cindy? Hopscotch?
Marcia, that would be like my challenging your father to an embroidery contest.
Weightlifting. Now that's a great one.
For who?
Whom?
Whom?
Well, I guess there's just no such thing as fair competition between boys and girls.
How about that game with the cards, building houses?
That's perfect. Now, why didn't anybody think of that?
You just did, Mr. Brady.
Remember, kids, Mother and I are the umpires, right?
Yeah, right.
I guess so.
Whatever we say goes. Now, I think that Bobby and Cindy should start. Okay, everybody ready?
Just a minute. Now, stand away from the table, kids, because any little movement's going to knock them down.
Ready? Go.
Me first. Why you? Because I'm a lady.
Aw,
I am a lady. If you say I'm not, I'll bop you.
Let her go first. Come on.
There.
Careful.
How's that?
That's very good, Bobby.
Nobody said mine was very good.
Honey, yours was sensational.
Careful.
You next. Come on.
You're making me nervous. Now stop acting so jumpy.
Who's acting? I am jumpy.
Take a deep breath next time. Good man.
Come on, Marcia. Oh, Marcia. Marcia, be careful. Your bracelet.
If she knocks it over, that's it.
Shh! Be quiet!
It wouldn't count anyway if she knocked it over.
It sure would. Everything counts.
Would it, Mom?
I'm afraid so, honey.
That's not fair. Boys don't wear bracelets.
Mike, I think this is too nerve-wracking for them.
Honey, I agree. I think we better call it off and find some other way. Listen, you kids, why don't you toss a coin or something?
Go ahead.
Talk any louder and you'll knock it all down. Sorry, fellas. Those were the rules.
Oh, it's too bad, boys. Isn't it, girls?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, it's too bad. It's awful.
Hey, Mom, you gotta take us down to get us our sewing machine.
We better hurry up or the store will close.
Or they might run out of sewing machines.
Well, go on up and get your sweaters.
Come on.
Well, I guess they'll just have to remember, like the fella said, isn't whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game.
Yeah, but that fella didn't lose his robo to a bunch of girls.
I'm sorry, lady.
Please, mister.
It's been murder today. We're closed. No, no, no more premiums. I've got to clean up.
Look, mister, I know it's late, but you've just got to let us in. Well, you see, we've been building this house of cards, and, well, it took over an hour.
We won, because everything counts when you're building a house.
And we can get a sewing machine.
Even if it was Tiger's fault. Oh, please, mister.
All right, hurry it up, will you, please? Because I don't want everybody on the street jumping in.
Oh, thank you, sir. We really appreciate it.
I'm sure
really.
You do. It's been like this ever since they announced Checker Stamps was going out of business. All day long, coffee makers, toasters, heaters, blankets. Doesn't anybody buy anything anymore?
Don't you save trading stamps?
Who do you think was my first customer today?
We've been saving stamps a long time. Our brothers were saving them, too. And that's why we were building the house. And we won because...
I know, because everything counts when you're building a house, and you won because it was Tiger's fault. Whatever that means.
Well, we do have 94 books, and that is enough for a sewing machine, right?
Right. And somewhere in here I got two different models. Let's see if I can find them. Oh, I think they're right over... Oh, that's a home beauty salon. Hair dryer, makeup table, three-way mirror.
Hey, yeah!
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 No. We came here to get a sewing machine, and that's what we're going to get.
Mom's right. We can make some groovy dresses.
I think they're... Right, come on with me here. I think they're over there. There's so much stock here that you can't... Excuse me, remember. Please, will you hurry up? Because I haven't had even lunch yet today. They were supposed... Oh, here they are. Here they are. Right here. I knew they were. This model has an automatic buttonholer, push-button stitch setter, and a solid maple cabinet. And this one has... A walnut cabinet, automatic bobbin, a separate thread compartment, and an illuminated sewing area. All right, ladies, which one will it be?
That one.
No. Not that. No, no, no.
Okay, let's put it right about here.
Hey.
Dad, what do we have to look at it for?
Because it's what they call being a good sport. Now, you might have won, and they might be sitting here, right?
That's the way I wish it was.
Oh, well.
Okay, Cindy, go ahead.
All us girls want to thank all you guys. On account of, if you didn't lose, we wouldn't have this.
Come on, kids. There. A TV set. A color TV set.
Well, wow. What happened to the sewing machine?
Well, when we got to the redemption store and the girls saw that rowboat just a few feet away from the sewing machine, well, they decided to get something that the entire family could use.
Oh, hey, what do you say, fellas?
Sure, nice you girls.
Great. Yeah.
You sure you didn't nudge the girls a little?
Well, maybe just that much.
Oh, boy, this is the nicest color TV set.
Whose rooms are going to go into?
Is positively out of this world.
Sure is. New recipe?
New bakery.
Well, if they turn out cakes like this, they're gonna have customers waiting in line.
Oh, they do, but it's not just because they bake so well.
What else would you go to a bakery for?
Oh, they've got a very special attraction there. Something new. Golden Circle trading stamps.
Oh, please.